Gulu City's Mayor Rosa Reyes is gaining momentum with candidates outlining plans to address concerns over declining education standards. Among the six contenders for the seat are the incumbent and NRM flag bearer Alfred Okwa, along with independent Julius Achiara Labeja Gunya and Mark Anthony Obonyo, who have all placed education at the center of their campaign messages. Gunya told Radio European that his priority is restoring standards in local schools to make them competitive. According to him, he hopes to work with alumni associations and strengthen partnerships with institutions such as Gulu University and other learning centers to guide education planning. He also expressed concern about the rapid expansion of streams in some schools, a trend he says has led to overcrowded classrooms and reduced the teaching effectiveness. Meanwhile, Obonyo links challenges in the education sector to the economic strain facing teachers and urge that teachers under financial pressure are less able to deliver quality instruction. Obonyo proposed reducing teachers' rent burdens, protecting them from high interest loans, and boosting teacher circles to improve access to affordable credit. He said he plans to introduce a new reward system for high-performing teachers and learners, including scholarships for pupils from UPE schools to support vulnerable families.
Poverty is high. Education can't thrive because the person who's supposed to provide the knowledge is also poverty-stricken. So we'll be more engaged in trying to fight the poverty in his house than imparting knowledge on the children. To improve on education, first, let's help the teachers get out of poverty. How will they get out of poverty? Save the teachers from paying rent. Save the teachers from unnecessary burdening loan with high interest rates. When we do that, the teachers will settle.
The incumbent mayor, Okwa Alfred, however, said during his tenure, the city made efforts to improve school infrastructure, including renovating dilapidated classrooms and constructing new buildings such as dormitories at St. Mary Immaculate Primary School. He promised to have more done once re-elected.